good is God, amen? Where is Caleb? Come out here, man. Come out here. Who loved that? Hoo-ha, hoo-ha, hoo-ha. Come on. That was pretty wild. That actually got me excited. So, Caleb, I want to pray for you, mate. So a couple of Tuesdays ago, I caught up with the legend that is Caleb and Sarah and Taco, and we were talking about young adults. And we're in a season of Limitless right now, and I just, man, when you came up, and that was pretty left field, right? Yeah. I must admit, I felt a bit silly the first time. But after that, I got pretty excited. Who got excited this morning? It felt like it took us to another level this morning. And I believe that God is going to take the lid off young adults this year. And I believe, just as you came up, I just saw a picture of you guys coming together. And it was like God was lifting the lid off the box, that God was pushing down the walls. I was seeing more young adults flocking and joining you guys as you seek God together. And for you specifically, Caleb, I just was getting the word pastor, that God was going to call you to be a father to these young adults, that it wasn't just going to be a peer relationship with you hanging out with mates, but God was going to pull these guys in, that you would speak into their lives, that you would see lives transformed, that it wouldn't just be a group where people were hanging out as mates, but it would be a group where lives would be transformed. And I want to say, get ready right now for what God is going to do. Lord, I pray your blessing on this guy right now. Lord, I thank you that you have anointed him, that you have called him, but he has absolutely no idea what you have in store for him. In Jesus' name, bless him. In Jesus' name. Yeah, you are a worthy guy. Yeah, why don't we give him praise this morning? And God, my prayer this morning is that in this moment that we share, as we come around your word, Lord, that you would inspire each one of us. God, that you would open up our eyes to see beyond the box, God. Lord, the thinking that sometimes restricts us, God, that you would lift the lid off this morning. God, that you would inspire us, that you would fill us with faith. God, that we would leave this morning feeling filled with so much more hope than we walked in with. In Jesus' name, you are good. You are good. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Why didn't you tell someone beside you as you sit down this morning that God is good? Thank you, Ben. That was awesome this morning. Man, I love worship this morning. I'm a bit like Zan, who said it was like all my favorite songs came out this morning. All my favorite songs. I'm loving that that new song, Good Grace. I think it's the second Sunday we've sung it. And I absolutely love these words. It says, as the praise goes up, let the walls come down. How good is that statement? Let's say it together. As the praise goes up, let the walls come down. One more time. As the praise goes up, let the walls come down. And what I love about that statement is it just, for me, sums up what Limitless is all about. You know, when we chose that this year's theme would be about Limitless, it wasn't by mistake. It wasn't like we got a dictionary out and we were like, what are good words that make good themes? And, you know, sitting around a table and Pastor Julia opens up a dictionary and Pastor Don drops his finger and goes, perfect, we're doing Limitless this year. It's not like that. It's intentional. It's purposeful. You see, it's by no mistake that last year for our conference, we chose the theme Speak. It was a prophetic declaration that God, we want to hear your voice like never before. And it's by no mistake that this conference this year coming up in August is called Become. Because as we hear the voice of God, as God inspires us, as as God gets us to start using our imagination, like Alan was sharing this morning, that sparks faith, it's by no mistake that as that happens, that we would become who God's called us to be. Amen? And that's why we have labeled this year Limitless. Because already we're thinking far bigger than these four walls. That's not what church is about. Church isn't about these gray walls with a couple of sound things that make it not so loud and bouncing around this concrete room. It's not about these four walls and a stage. Church is about us coming together as family, about sharing hope. Amen. And God wants us to begin to dream, to be imaginative, to have faith beyond the box. I'm loving the blonde hair, Ben. Look at that. That's limitless thinking. Nice haircut. Looking good. I was like, who's that new guy here this morning? I'm like, it's Ben. Awesome. And yeah, it's by no mistake that we're in the theme of limitless. And this morning, just before I get in to the message, I just want to remind us about a couple of things that Pastor Don shared last week. Who loved last Sunday? Man, what an incredible service. I think we're on to another good service this morning, but I loved Pastor Don shared 7 points about activating limitless in your life. And then Dr. Lucy, who's out in kids' church this morning, got up and I think gave the best communion message I've ever heard. But these are those 7 points. How to activate living limitless in February. The first one was, for this month, let's pray 5 minutes. Yeah. At least 5 minutes every day. Who's been enjoying that? You know, 5 minutes actually isn't that long when you think about, for me, you know, what I was doing is I was just praising and thanking God, because I think that's a good way to start. Get your mind aligned and reset on how good God is and what He's done for your life. Starting to lift up those needs and those, God, I need your help on this today, because who knows, and sometimes we really need God's help. And then just started praying for people. You know, different one of you guys out there, I was praying for you this week, and then suddenly it's already past 5 minutes. You know, if you haven't got onto that, make sure you dig in. Spend time praying. It's incredible what God starts to tell you. The next one was get into the Word at least 5 minutes every day. Pastor Don was talking about this morning that limitless Bible study that we're doing. It was all in the middle of the service. I don't mind if you're using your phones like this. You're either taking notes or if you're like Brenton found this awesome Bible study called Limitless. It was a 7-day Bible study, and he started inviting different one of us in the church to start reading it. And it was so cool. It was like there was a thought, there was a passage, and then there was a place where people could comment about what God was telling them about that passage. And it was just awesome seeing Pastor Don in there and, you know, Brenton and different people. I think even, you know, some of you guys know William jumping in there and just giving a thought. Wayne was definitely in there sharing his thoughts, just encouraging one another. The next one, join an I group for the month. I groups are incredible. If you're a young adult here this morning, you'll be wanting to hunt down Caleb at the end of the service to get a bit more detail than it's just Thursday. Where are we meeting? What time? And then get along to that. I know that there's the breakfast club that happens every Wednesday, 6 a.m. Those guys are passionate. The stories that they share and just praying for each other is incredible. I'm going to go out on a limb here and freak myself and come out, but we've already started talking about starting an I group. So if you're not already part of an I group, maybe have a chat to us and we can get something going. The next one here was to tithe. You know, God has blessed us with our resources, and one of those resources is money. And what an opportunity this month to make sure that you're giving so that God can take that seed and do something incredible with it, to transform lives. That is a challenge this month, to live limitless. Last three, share your faith or your story with someone. You know, it doesn't have to be goofy. I love Pastor Don's stories because they just seem so natural. But they don't have to be goofy. And it's incredible when you're praying that God would give you an opportunity when you see them at just jump up. You know, you don't have to go out of your way and do something silly. But even those conversations in work sometimes when somebody starts sharing about how they're stressed or they got an issue, and that's an opportunity for you to share about those times maybe where you have been stressed or had an issue and that God has come in and given you a peace that passes all understanding. Invite someone to church or an I group, another awesome thing to do this month. And the last one here, give a meal to God. You know, fasting, taking a meal, giving that up for God, and look what God will do in your life through doing something like that. So those were those 7 points. If you didn't take notes and you've forgotten them, don't worry, we're going to be sharing them again next week. Also, they're on our Facebook page. You can see those points there to be reminded. And then the last thing I want to say is, we had our first Kingdom Come evening last Sunday night. That was incredible. For those who came, you would love that. Just worship and prayer was so good. Next month, make sure you come along. But without further ado, I've got this morning. My message is living outside of the box. Who's got these beautiful, I don't even think this is Sistema. I think Sistema is the brand for storage. This is from the warehouse. I walked through the front doors, and they had 2 for like 20 or something ridiculous, and I bought them. What an absolute sucker. And don't worry, this morning I'm not going to be preaching the gospel according to Marie Kondo. For those who know, there's a TV show called Tidying Up, and I can't believe the amount of people who talk to me about whether something sparks joy and how they've rearranged their wardrobes. But it got me thinking, and Kim was like, man, you're an absolute sucker. I see these boxes and I'm like, oh man, I could tidy up our space. We'll live in a clean home, and who knows that, you know, a tidy space helps you have a tidy mind. Anyway, I've really bought into it, haven't I? But this morning, it was worth the $20 because I can bring it here and talk about it. I want to speak on living outside the box. Because who knows that sometimes it is really easy to be confined by a box, right? And in a month like Limitless, God is calling us to live outside of this. But it can be really easy to live inside of this. And I know none of you guys would be like this. And I'm only going to share this next little bit because we're recording the podcast for everybody outside of church to listen to. But I mean, sometimes we get stuck in this, and it's our thoughts, our beliefs, and our attitudes that form the four walls of this and puts a lid on it. Our thoughts, our beliefs, and our attitudes, and it stops us from living bigger than this. And I was thinking about, you know, what are those things? And as I said, of course, it's none of you guys, it may be me sometimes, but it's everyone else out there. Some of those things is when you get caught up in, you know, what you don't have as opposed to what you do have. It's when you get caught up in what you can't do versus what you can do. You know what I'm talking about? You know, when you're only if I had this amount of money as a salary, only if I had that house, only if I had that car, I could do that. Maybe if I had those clothes, I would have that confidence. Only if I was as talented as Ian Chan on the desk, who can play drums better than almost anyone and bass better than almost anyone and sing almost better than anyone. If I was like him, maybe I would step out and actually obey God telling me to get up and join the worship team. Little plug. If you got some skills in the music area or, technical area on the desk or, or the words, make sure you sign up. Come along to the Your Creative Night. But, you know, only if I had as much charisma and as was as personable as Pastor Don or had the faith of Pastor Don would I actually step out and share my faith or pray and believe for a miracle. It's those thoughts and those attitudes and those beliefs that create these four walls and put a lid on. And I don't know about you guys, but when you start to think small, it's always someone else's fault, right? Only if my partner did this would we be able to do that. Only if God had blessed me like that person over there, like Devin, would I be able to do this. You get confined, you put a lid on. You start living inside the box. And I love, you know, Kim and I were talking about this last night. And sometimes it's that, you know, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Who knows that one? That creates, yeah, it is insanity. Creates those four walls and puts a lid on top of that box. It kind of goes, you know, because I stepped out and prayed that one time and that person didn't get healed, God can't heal, or God's not going to use me. That is small thinking. It's creating those four walls and putting a lid on it. And if you are out there this morning and you're thinking, yeah, maybe Jesse's starting to touch on a little bit of a nerve, maybe it is a little bit of me, it's not just the people listening to the podcast. I want to share a couple of truths. In Psalm 147 verse 5, it says this. It says, great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. We serve an unlimited God, amen, a limitless God. I love that. He is abundant in power. I mean, that's not, words like abundant don't fit in a box that well, right? Abundant, overflowing, more than enough. His understanding is beyond measure. Beyond doesn't fit in a box, amen? It is beyond measure. It says in Isaiah 55 verses 8 to 9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now that's not a negative statement where God is saying that you'll never be able to think like me or act like me. That is out of Isaiah 55 where God is saying if you have no food, come and eat. If you have no drink, come and drink. It's talking about God wanting to outpour and salvation, and that when his word goes out, it does not return void. God is saying that if we're stuck in a box like this, he isn't confined by this box. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God is bigger than this box. His ways are higher than our ways. It's not confined to this box. In Matthew 19, verse 26, it says, but Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. With man, we get confined in this box, four walls, a lid, but with God, there is no box. That is the God that we serve. And it's so easy to go, yeah, cool, God's like that, but I can't do this, or, you know, I don't have that, or I've tried that before and it didn't work. Listen to these truths. Ephesians 3, 16 to 20, and it says this, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit and your inner being. Riches, again, bigger than a box. Out of his glorious riches that he would give you power. That word dunamis, like dynamite, power. And get this, through his spirit in your inner being. Do you know Each one of us here this morning, it's not just us, it's us and His Spirit in us. You know, when we hear something like nothing is impossible with God or out of His abundance or, you know, wisdom and understanding that goes beyond measure, it's not about just God floating out there somewhere in the ether that if we are on our knees long enough or we say the right three words in a row that God will come and meet with us and give us strength or understanding or power. It says that He's already given it to us through His Spirit in our innermost being. Goes on to say, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, again, dunamis, dynamite, together with all of the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. That you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. That's not going to last very long inside the box, amen? God is calling us to live outside of the box. And my favorite, which is the next verse, which is our verse for the month. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power, again, that is at work within us. How good is that? Immeasurably. Like, we can't even create a larger box. Like, this box inside this giant box that we call Inspire Church, that is measurable. We're talking about immeasurable. In 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8, it says, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. You see, that's the key. God wants us to understand that He isn't confined, that He is limitless. He wants us to understand that He is in us. His Spirit is in us. He has given us that power, that we have access to those resources so that you may abound in every good work. You know, sometimes we're a bit insular. We're stuck in the box. We think about ourselves. But God is wanting us to lift the lid off, not just for ourselves, but because He wants to partner with us. Amen? God, nothing is impossible with God. He can transform lives by Himself. He doesn't have to give a word to Pastor Don and Julia, you know, 20 years ago and go, you know, transforming lives together, plant a church. He could have done that by Himself, but God chooses to partner with us. That's why, you know, our prayer, our vision for this year is we don't see these four walls and just people meeting together on a Sunday within these four walls, but we see God impacting our communities, and that's through each one of us. Amen? So, how do we take this lid off? Let me tell you. It starts by changing the way you think. And I love, you know, a common theme that goes through the New Testament is this. It's about changing the way you think. It's about renewing your mind. Jesus, who remembers that Jesus' message that He preached over and over again was, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You guys heard that one before? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. One of the things I love about that word repent is it means so much more than what we often think about, which is just essentially, who knows that sometimes you think repent is just being sorry for what you've done, and God, please forgive me. Repent means to change your mind and the way you think and to change your purpose. How awesome is that? That Jesus' message is more about, more than just feeling sorry and God, I'm sorry if you slip up, please forgive me. His message is more than that. I mean, the cross The whole purpose of the cross was that we could be set free and we could be righteous in front of God. It's about that good grace we sang about this morning. But it's about God. Change the way I think. Change my purpose. Because I know your kingdom is at hand right now. And he gave us an awesome key. Remember as he taught us to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." God is wanting us to rip off the lid, to change the way we think so that we can see heaven here and now, not just a place we go to when we die, but see heaven come around us. You know, Paul picks up that thought in Romans 12, you know, don't be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God is calling us to change the way we think. You know, last month we talked about determined, and in that verse where Paul, that passage where Paul talks about, you know, "I am determined to know nothing except for Jesus Christ and Him crucified," it goes on to say in that passage, who can know the mind of Christ? And it ends with this, we can because we have the mind of Christ. God has given it to you. Just like He's powering you from the inside, just like you have access to His resources, God can give you that understanding. God can transform your mind. The next one, change the way you act. So God wants to change the way you think. God wants you to change the way you act. Wayne, can I get you up? And Dave, I need you as well. So I want to give you guys a little bit of a visual representation of this. So, Dave, I want you to stand here. I want you to stand over here. Science. So, in your brain, you create things called neuropathways. What is that? I'm going to give you an example. This is changing the way you think and changing the way you act. So, something that I am awfully terrible at is this. I like to solve problems myself. Now, I like to think I'm a pretty smart guy. I like to think that I'm pretty good at solving problems, but I cannot solve all the problems in the world. And so this is a practical example of something that God's been showing me. So, I have a problem that's stressing me out. This is what I do. I solve it myself. And I stress. And I stress, and I solve, and I solve, and I stress, and I get anxious. Another problem comes up. Okay, I'm going to solve it. And so I solve, and I solve, and I stress, and I stress, and I solve, and I solve, and I get anxious. And then I'm driving to work, and I'm like, man, I got to solve that thing before I get to work, and I'm just like, stress and stress and solve and get anxious. Can you see what I'm talking about? Where you start building a little bit of a pathway. It's what your brain tells you. This is how you've always done it. And you keep doing it. I was in the car a couple of months ago, and I've shared this with a few people, and I had one of those moments where I was trying to solve something, and I'm stressing, and I felt God's voice very clearly tell me, Jesse, you're being a bit of an idiot. And the reason for that was because I had just preached 2 weekends before out of Philippians, don't be anxious about anything, but in all things, give it up to God in prayer. And here's the clincher. And then the peace that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds. And what was I doing? Half an hour sitting in traffic of solve and solve and stress and solve and stress and anxious. So, what did I do? God was saying, you could have spent that last 30 minutes doing this. Oh yeah, problem I need to solve right now. God, I give it to you. Lord, give me your wisdom. And I'm going to choose not to stress. I'm going to choose to have faith. And then the next time I'm trying to solve something, start heading towards that old comfy path. No. Hey, Devin, are you at home, mate? Because I need to come around and have a bit of a chat. Can you help me? I just want to talk out, this is a true story actually, I just want to talk out the scenario and get a bit of wisdom, and let's pray about it together. Okay, next problem. Kim, can you pray with me? I've just been holding on to this for a few days, and it's actually probably not a smart idea. And you start building another neural pathway. It's those good habits. It's doing those seven things that will help you activate limitless in your life in February. It's about choosing to change the way you think and then change the way you act. Thank you, guys. That was awesome. Which kind of leads really well into the next one, which is get around people who can speak into your life. And that's why I think the importance of friends, me being comfortable enough to go, hey, Devin, are you at home, and jump in my car and drive to his house. It's I groups. It's about meeting together with other people that you can share stuff. Let them speak into your life. I love, it's family camp. I absolutely love this scripture, and it says this. Proverbs 27, verses 17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Because who knows, each one of us needs a bit of sharpening sometimes. We can't be perfect all the time. As much as I think I can be, you can't be perfect all the time. And you know, it's as true in, you know, Alan said this morning, I know you must be preaching because your dad's here. And I absolutely love it when dad comes and when I'm preaching. But also dad's here because he's helping us do a whole lot of DIY at home. Thank God for dads who know what they're doing. Kim and I, well, Kim was a bit nervous about it, but I was quite keen to change some windows myself. A couple of stories off the ground. And yeah, as we discovered, that's why you need experts like your dad. But we brought our tools, and Dad brought his chisels, because we literally needed to chisel in and put in a couple of hinges. And Dad was like, do you guys have a sharpening stone? I was like, no. We've got something off As Seen on TV that you pull your knife through. But no, I don't have a sharpening stone. So we called Kim's dad, and Kim's dad not only had a sharpening stone, but some new chisels. But it's incredible when you're using a chisel that's actually sharp. It does the job, it does it efficiently, it doesn't leave a bit of mess and chaos around it. And that's the same as in life. We need each other to stay sharp. Because who knows, sometimes I'm going to be heading towards Dave. I feel really bad actually, Dave. Sorry, I didn't want to make you like out to be the wrong one. But you're heading towards Dave, and then you need a mate sometimes to help you head towards the way that you should be going. And the last point here is once you change the way you think, change the way you act, you get those mates around you who can help keep you sharp, it's about impacting your world. And because of time, I'm going to give you guys some homework, which is Luke chapter 5. And I love this story because it shows a bit of an example of people who are thinking inside a box versus people who are outside of that box. And I'm gonna briefly paraphrase what's going on here, but it's worth reading yourself. And it's Luke 5, and it starts at verse 17. And essentially, Jesus is teaching, okay? It's right early on in his ministry. It's before he's done that big Sermon on the Mount and before those times where, you know, he had 5,000 people there and he needs to feed them with fish. He's teaching in a house. And it must be a big house because it says that there are Pharisees and teachers of the law and a whole lot of people who have come from miles around, and they're packed in there wanting to hear from Jesus. Jesus, you know, sharing that message about the kingdom of heaven. And it says it was so packed, and some men came carrying a man who was paralyzed. And it said that they were trying to find a way in. They couldn't. It was packed out. Jesus is in there preaching. They couldn't get in. That didn't stop them. It says they climbed up on the roof. Jesus is speaking, and they start removing tiles. Now, that would have taken a little bit of time. Surely it wasn't just lift up a tire. If I owned the house, I'd be like, what is going on? Trying to stop them, but no, they're lifting tiles. And it says that they basically had this bed that they made into a stretcher, and they start lowering it down right where Jesus is. How awesome is that? They lower him down, and then Jesus strategically says this, because of the faith that I'm seeing going on here, your sins are forgiven. So you got a paralyzed guy there laying there, and Jesus goes, your sins are forgiven. And then what happens? It says that the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, the guys who had this box of thinking about what they thought God, who God is and what he can do and can't do and who they are and as people can and can't do and the law and the scriptures and all of that, in their confined thinking, started to think and say amongst themselves, who is this man who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? And then I love this. That's why I think Jesus was being very intentional by saying, you know, you're forgiven up front. Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, why are you thinking these things in your heart? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say, get up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he turned to the paralyzed man and he said, I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home. And the man was instantly healed. So good. It says he immediately stood up in front of them, took what he had been laying on, and went home praising God. And it says everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. And that word amazed, paradoxa, could be translated blew their expectations, blew their minds. And they were filled with awe and said, we have seen remarkable things today. I love that. You got small thinking people who are like, who is this man who's doing this? Only God can do that. They weren't even thinking about the guy on the stretcher. They weren't even thinking about the fact that it said that God's power was there to heal. And then you got these four guys who arrive at a house and it's packed to the brim, they can't get in, and they jump on a roof and start ripping tiles up to get that man down there. God is calling us to be people like that, who won't let circumstances confine them, won't let circumstances stop them, but are willing to go above and beyond that. God working through them to see lives transformed. So just as the team come up, I want to finish with this thought. You know, God wants us to live outside of the box. You know, God wants us to live outside of this box, which is these four walls here. God has got so much more for us than just Sundays. God has got so much more for us than just I groups where we come together. God has got so much more for us than even just blessing us for ourselves. It's to see his kingdom come, amen? As Jesus said, change the way you think, change your purpose, for his kingdom is at hand. Lord, your will be done, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So the next time you're feeling sick, ask God to take the lid off, to give you faith, to believe for healing. Next time you feel inadequate, take the lid off. Change the way you think. Change the way you act. Change the way you believe. And let God rip the lid off. The next time God opens up an opportunity for you to share, lift the lid off and see what God will do. The next time, like I was saying before, you're feeling inadequate, remember that God has filled you with his Spirit, that through his Spirit, he gives you dunamis power, access to Him and outwork out of that. And I love that I can hear the band playing that new song, Good Grace. I'm just thinking about those words. As the praise goes up, let the walls come down. And I believe right now is a prophetic moment. And why don't we stand in this place? And Pastor Don and Julia, why don't you come up? I want to pray for you guys and why don't we get a couple of the leaders, Ellen, trustees, that would be good. Pastor Trish, if you don't mind coming up, we're just going to pray, lay hands on these guys and pray for them. Because who knows that blessing comes from the top, amen? And we want to pray for these guys. They're our awesome leaders. They're not only just leaders of this house, they're leaders of this Inspire movement. As far as, you know, we've got Singapore, the church over there, and God's doing amazing things. It's more than Inspire. It's even into, you know, countries like Vietnam and Cambodia, where God is opening up doors like never before. We're absolutely honored and blessed to have pastors like these guys who, you know, any week of the year, they could be preaching anywhere. In fact, the amount of offers that they turn down to be here with us is incredible. That's the amazing people that they are and the amazing anointing and calling that's on them. But this morning, I want to prophesy this, because as I was writing this word, I just saw a picture of God ripping the lid off you guys this year. I'd hazard a guess that your guys' box is bigger than the average person's, but I just saw God ripping the lid off this morning. And it's not just for you guys, and you know that. And it's not just for the countless lives as you go and you minister overseas and across this nation, across the nations, because you guys know that. You know that when you walk into a room and you speak God's word, that lives are transformed. But it's because as you do that, that blessing flows onto us. That as you do that, we begin to do that. Holy Spirit. That as you do that, we follow your example. Jesus. That as you do that, Jesus. God is multiplying beyond Jesus. What you can do in your own strength or even His strength through you. That as He rips that lid off the box and as you step out, that each one of us is having our lids ripped off, that we begin to live bigger than our box. And right now we speak a greater anointing over each one of you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
That I pray and prophesy for greater vision that you've ever had before. That God would outpour in a way that you have never seen before, so that your vision would become greater, that your expectations would become greater, that you would capture greater glimpse of what it is to serve in God of the impossible. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And as we're praying this morning, if you're feeling God calling you to live bigger than your box, why don't you just lift your hands in this place? This is a moment that we can all take hold of. And if you're standing next to somebody with their hands up, why don't you lay hands on them? You know, we are a family this morning. We're going to pray together as a family this morning. This isn't just for one of us. This is for all of us. And God, my prayer this morning is that you would rip off the lid, that you would bust down the walls. As we begin to sing in a moment, as the praise goes up, that the walls will come down. I believe that is a prophetic word over each person and Inspire this morning. That this is a prophetic word for anyone listening to this message. That as the praise goes up, that the walls would come down. And God, I thank you that is for more than just us this morning. That is to impact the worlds around us. You know, even now I'm thinking if a little thing like tidying up can go viral, if a little thing like, does this shirt spark joy, can go viral, Lord, let your hope go viral today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Use us, God, to spread your hope, to spread your joy, in Jesus' name. Why don't we pray this prayer? It's so simple. It's three words. Use me, Lord. Let's pray it again. Use me, Lord. I don't think we're saying it loud enough. Let's try it again. Use me, Lord. Again, use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. That is our prayer this morning. God is good, amen. Amen. What we're going to do is, if it's all right with you guys, we're going to sing that. I can't even remember the first two lines before that. Swing wide, oh ye heavens. As the praise goes up, let the walls come down. We're going to sing that. We're going to prophesy that over ourselves, over our church, over our community. And if you want prayer for anything, healing, maybe you just want more prayer. Maybe you just want more of God. Maybe you just want to catch a greater glimpse of what it is to live limitless. Why don't you come up this morning? The ministry team is going to pray for you. Also, I would hate to put a lid on it and not do this, but maybe you're in here this morning and you don't know God, you don't feel close to God this morning, this is a moment for you. Why don't you come up as well and someone can pray with you to accept Him this morning, to change your mindset, to change your purpose and live for Him. We're going to do that. So we're going to sing. Feel free to come up. We're going to worship. We're going to prophesy. We're going to pray. In Jesus' name.